Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can I just say, if you can see what I'm doing here, which you've probably never seen me do before, which is madly taking notes for part two, it's because this is the first time in the entire history of Dragon Friends that we are running ahead of schedule. I am genuinely not ready to play some motherfucking Dungeons & Dragons, but let's...
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, because that's what time travel's for. You can always go back.
And try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back.
An extra few seconds,
you can always go back.
Laroon's Landing, city that never was, city that should not be, city that was created in the name of two twins who sacrificed their lives to land a floating city when Nort said it could be done into the dense foliage of the Valaki Gorge. Laroon's Landing is the space we find ourselves in now, and the Dragon Friends beside with their new friend, Byron, child of your loins, Baston.
Gross.
Having raced through the jungle perilous to return to that fair outpost, clutching in your hands a red dragon egg, the source of your quest that is supposed to power the cold cell engine you need to bring you back to the future that never was, escaping the past that cannot be. Strahd, leader of this community, is there to greet you at the already decomposing reclaimed gates.
I knew you guys could do it. I said that to myself. I said, these guys, they know how to get a job done. And I was right. That's why I'm a good leader, because I delegate. You run into any trouble there, guys?
Well, I flew up, cast flight, got egg.
Yep.
That's what I did.
Yep.
I had to kill... Oh, I mean, I guess we didn't do my bit, but let's say I killed 1,000 dragons.
Wow, you killed 1,000 dragons.
Many of them were old and sick.
Plugged into a single life support system.
I mean, they can't be too old. They literally just came back like 25 years ago. So.
Oh, okay. I guess I killed a bunch of baby dragons
then. Yeah,
I went into a hatchery.
Yeah, still counts, but...
What are we talking XP-wise?
Oh, very little, because they're babies.
Oh.
That's on your conscience.
Yeah.
Do you still get points for that?
I think so.
I mean, you would get some temporary hit points because they are technically monstrous. Even
punch me in the face, Strahd.
Excuse me?
Punch me in the face.
Oh, no.
That's an 18.
18. That hits, but it doesn't matter because I've got temporary hit points. Sorry, for the podcast, Alex Lee has taken out of a packet something called a super gummy pizza, which is about, I don't know, 6 inches tall.
And you guys know that I love a snack.
If you've ever had like one of those lolly pizzas that's like the size of a 50 cent coin.
Yeah, this is the size of a
single pizza.
Pan. This is the size of a piece of pizza from a single pan pizza.
It smells like if paint was made of sugar.
Take a big bite. take a big bite.
Those Oompa Loompas at the Wonka Factory have been working overtime.
Feels like a Ben thing.
You bought this on yourself.
No, honestly, I was going to say, my snack threshold is very low and I'm not touching it.
No, bigger bite.
Bigger bite.
Bigger bite. No, you got to...
It's like a duck chew toy.
Ooh. Oh.
Wow, that is super gummy.
No.
All right, so while Friezo is telling you about his many conquests, Strahd turns to Filch and immediately interrogates her.
Filch, I want to hear it. I want to hear it from you. You're a straight shooter. I want to hear it clear. I want to hear it clean. I want to hear it out of your mouth. What went down?
Filch is eating a leaf.
Oh, it's very good. I got 220s. A while and I got 220. Everyone do big cheer.
You got a magic book there.
I got big stick.
You take care of my godson?
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
It's Friezo. No, it's Byron.
I can see through time.
Excuse me?
I have.
Do you want another bite?
Wait, no. Struts.
Wait, you didn't eat one of those gummy leaves, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't eat a gummy leaf from the horny forest.
No, I don't put gummy.
Fucking hell, Byron! Did you let her eat a gummy leaf from the horny forest? Oh, she was really. She really wanted to eat it. Oh, she's gonna be out for minutes.
I've never seen anyone crashing that quickly after eating confectionery.
That was high.
You can't eat. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is? That's just concentrated. Dense as a fucking black hole, tree cum. That's all that is.
Yeah.
You're just
maybe
talking.
Maybe that's why I can see through time.
Why?
Because all the cum is like all the generations of trees.
Nah, man, it's just making you real sick.
Hey, Al, that's not how cum works. I don't know what you think cum is, but it's not like. It's not made of ancestors.
No, that's how Ethereal Worldseer did it, to be fair.
It actually works the other way around.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of how
cum
works.
No, but like, what about with eggs? Because like, okay, a woman...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know how you like... I've somehow managed to like break a tooth on gummy. It feels displaced. I think I've moved a tooth.
Oh, yeah, she's useless. Bobby!
Yeah.
Can you tell me, did you get the egg?
We got the egg. Here's the egg.
Well, where was the dragon hiding out?
It was in a...
Tower?
Not possible. We got rid of all the towers.
Unfortunately...
Next line.
No, unfortunately, there was an old dude there.
What?
A goblin wizard. He was the last of his kind. He heard he heard the roar that sounded through time. He knew it was all going to happen. Some of them couldn't hear it. There was a blank note.
Jesus Christ.
Does any of that mean anything to you?
Nah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm sorry, you drew a freak. You got a deck of cards in life and sometimes you draw a freak. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. All right, well, let me put it this way. You go to the casino of life and you throw the bloody...
What game are we playing at the casino?
Or you're playing roulette and sometimes it goes on...
I've got a system.
Okay, what is it?
See, because there's equal amounts of red and blacks, obviously.
Yep.
But I think the black paint they use is slightly thicker in pigment.
Okay.
So I think actually the red, it would be more like the...
He was giving you the clue again! He was trying to bring back the clue that you needed because you fucked around during the last episode.
All right, Frieza, let Strahd continue.
Now I want to hear more about the system.
Here's my thing.
Now, look, guys, just ignore what you saw in the tower, all right? Just ignore it. Can you do that for me?
Absolutely not.
You know what I think's interesting?
I'll forget about it for some money.
I'm not going to pay you to forget. No.
You know how you're my son's godfather?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're my, like, my uncle?
Husband?
Godbrother,
God
I
husband.
Think.
Cousins?
God
Is
husband.
Something wrong with you?
That's a good
Byron,
point.
By the way, is standing off to the side with his arms crossed, looking, I have to say, a little bit put out. Blood, I've got to say, the blood around his neck is now wrapped in a white scarf that he had, which is already starting to sort of seep and scab through.
Mm.
Hey, Byron, buddy, it's Frieza here.
Yeah?
I heard some of the things your dad was saying about you before.
What?
Wait, wasn't that why you're upset?
I was upset because I was really scared and Dad didn't help me. What did Dad say?
What? No, he didn't...
What did Dad say? Did he say something about me being an adventurer?
He said it probably wasn't going to happen for you.
But...
Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I'm an orphan.
What?
I grew up without parents. And your parents...
He had a mum.
I had a mum for like 25 years of my life.
But now,
yeah,
she's,
I know
she's
now.
Abandoned you.
She hasn't abandoned me. She died.
And now your dad, he can be dead to you. Well, if you want.
If
that's,
I, what,
that's up to you.
What are you boys talking about?
Shut up, Dad. Whoa. Shut up, Dad.
Whoa.
I'm just, you know, we got to stick together.
I'm going to be honest. I'm really angry about how things went in that tower with Dad, but I'm not angry enough to not get real crook vibes off you. You know what I mean?
Are we starting an orphans club over here? What's happening?
All right.
I'm an orphan.
You want to kiss a ham?
What? I don't want to kiss the ham. I don't want to kiss a ham. I don't want to punch you in the face. I don't even want to be an adventurer anymore.
Whoa!
Oh. I want to be a scientist.
Whoa.
Lame.
Strahd looks at you all, and there's a click as you turn to see him, and he has fastened around the dragon's egg a kind of filigree carapace.
Wait, what's the clue?
All right, back to bed, my sweets.
And he throws...
No,
he
wait.
Throws the egg to you, Bobby.
Guys, whatever it is we're dealing with here, you're not going to need to worry about. You're going to be... go Betty bye-bye, that's going to power it for the next 975 years, and you're going to be home.
Hell yeah. All right, thank you, Strahd. Will you be reactivating the Abraham Lincoln hatted octopus to protect us?
Yep, that'll all be there. That'll all be good.
That
that'll be
dump truck-ass octopus.
Yep. It was a really weird specification that Val told me about, and she told me to respect it, and I will be doing that. But I got to tell you, it's costing us a fucking mint.
And as he's
just in affectations alone, you know what I mean?
At this point, he has taken you, by the way, back into the cave where the cold cells are, and he is placing the filigree encased egg into the orb, and the Kahlua milkish liquid immediately becomes a translucent green again, and it hums.
He sees that liquid and goes, "Ooh, bloody reminds me, TGIF, let's get going."
And it hums as all of the engines come back to life as he turns, slaps his hands, and looks at the four of you. Byron by his side.
All right, guys, if you need to go to the loo, I'd do it now. It doesn't really matter. You can, these things Val told me, you could have a poo almost half out and it wouldn't, you know what I mean? You click and it's nothing.
Let's not do this again.
But look.
Hey, I got a question. What are you going to do when we're gone? What are your plans?
We're going to keep rebuilding with the Freeborn. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, you guys had a big deal and you were really important for a long time. But, like, we're just going to keep on keeping on without you. Is this about me being a vampire, by the way?
Are you a vampire yet?
You keep what? Saying that.
Nah, I'd get that thought right out of your head.
Because you've said that each of you have actually said that to me a couple of times.
Here's what you should do then, if you don't. Because you probably don't want to be a vampire, do you?
I'm not a vampire. I don't want to become a vampire.
You have no intention of becoming a vampire. Why don't you take some silver rods and just put them in you now so that if you ever turned into a vampire...
That's werewolves. You fucking idiot.
Wait.
Just put a bit of garlic in like a fake tooth and then garlic. If you feel yourself becoming a vampire, like crack it open.
Great question. Yeah, great idea. Have a little... You know how like spies... have a cyanide capsule. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking...
you have a
weirdly,
garlic capsule.
Weirdly, I know exactly what you're talking...
A garlic
listen,
capsule.
Listen, why do I become a vampire?
I don't know, probably because you get bit or some shit. I don't know.
How did you not know this? How the fuck do you know?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Do any of you know?
Yeah, I think I know.
There was a lady involved.
Yeah. Don't fall in love with your brother's girlfriend.
My brother's wife? I've not met my brother's wife.
Do you have a brother?
Don't. Do you got a brother?
Sergey, yeah.
He's handsome, isn't he?
He actually looks a bit like you.
I don't remember that.
Oh, you got a tattoo of him.
Do I?
Wait, do you have a tattoo of him?
Do I?
I pulled down his pants.
Well, yeah.
Well, no, fuck. Well. Fuck
I
what?
Pulled down his pants last season and you said there was a tattoo
does
and
this,
I wrote it down.
Does this Strahd have the tattoo?
Yeah, sure. He has a tattoo of what looks like Baston where?
On his bum, I think. Renee? Bum.
Yeah.
On his bum.
He doesn't or he does?
He does. Don't look at her. Look at me. Yeah, sure.
Man, we got to stop doing this podcast.
We got to blow it all up and start again.
So it's only you and Byron here, but before you can move, Filge walks and Dax, the great jar of the Balinox.
Oh, well, that's my dick. So I guess that's there. All right.
And what do we see?
You see a dick and some balls? Is that what you...
There's no tattoo.
You guys can't go back to sleep soon enough. I got to be honest.
You know what you could do? You could hide some garlic in your foreskin.
What are you talking... Why do I become a vampire? What's this got to do with my brother?
I'm pretty sure you get jealous of him, then you kill him, and then you maybe bring his wife from the dead.
Hang on. Am I to understand...
Don't, though...
might want to say, because you, what you guys have been saying to me since we've met has been in multiple universes.
Yeah, right.
Me, some version of me and you have been sort of nemeses. Sort of like throughout your entire adventuring life, I've been this figure that's looming. And you don't fucking know
how I
become a vampire?
He pointed out, like, he has dedicated his life to you. He built Laroon's Landing to protect the cold cells in accordance with Val's wishes as your brothers in arms that helped you defeat Cast.
I raised your kid, man.
Thanks. Well, Val died like last week, so maybe she did some of it as well.
Oh, so now she's a big deal, is she?
Well, she was the love of my life.
Yeah, it really seems like it. Listen.
And as he says that, he's pulling his pants up and heading towards the steps.
Listen, guys, I've got a lot of work to do. I hope wherever you land in 1,000 years is nice. Fuck yous all, I'm out.
And he walks out.
Don't say that.
He walks out the door, leaving you in the cold cells. And as you turn, ready to head towards the future, you feel one more pair of eyes staring at you because still there is the figure of Byron.
Byron. My son.
Yep.
Who is now a very moody teen for a 25-year-old.
Fruit of my loins.
Yeah, Dad, that's fine. Why don't you just...
Son of mine.
Yep.
My kid.
Okay. Is there anything you need to say before...
It's been nice, huh? It's been pretty cool hanging out with old Dad.
I am glad it has been nice.
Oh, me too. Anything you want to say to me while I'm... here while you're alive still?
It's just you know, I spent a lot of time thinking about what it would be like to meet my dad, and
it's pretty good.
And I guess on balance, I'm glad I met you.
Hey.
No, I just wanna
Byron.
Yeah.
Byron, you're gonna be spending a lot of time with Strahd, okay?
Yeah, man.
And he might turn into a vampire.
Okay, I've heard all of
this. So what you need to do, get some garlic. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
I don't know whether you want to put it in your foreskin.
Garlic in my
or your mouth, like a spy. Like garlic in your mouth like a spy? Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Keep some garlic.
Okay, but why would I put it in my mouth?
Your foreskin.
Well, yeah.
Same logic applies.
What do you mean?
Well, why? Because he's not a vampire.
No, but if Strahd turns, well, he's gonna try and turn someone else.
What, he's gonna try and eat my dick? What are you talking about?
No, I'm just thinking about places you can put it. It doesn't have to be in your mouth, your foreskin. You can put it in your butthole.
Why can't I just keep garlic in my pantry?
Because what if you're on an adventure? You're at the office.
I've already told you I'm not going to be an adventurer.
What if you're working the lab late one night?
And what, my eyes behold an eerie sight? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're suggesting?
Okay.
Can I give him one thing while he's screaming at Frieza?
Yeah, you put... Baston puts his hand on as this is... Whatever this is happening. Baston, a well of quiet silence, puts his hand on Byron's shoulder and manages to break through. And there's a silence in the room again as Byron...
I want to give him... I've got the Indrurovich family ring. The signet ring.
Okay.
Like I've always had.
No, I mean you have your magic. You have your magic swords.
Oh, but I like those. No, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna take out the name sword, of Sergei Indrurovich, and I'm gonna hand it to him and be like, hand this down to your son, so that when I meet your offspring. My grandchildren.
Oh, well, you can get it back?
Yeah. In the future, so
it doesn't
that I can...
cost me anything.
Basically, I'm parting with it for like a day.
Yeah, yeah. But may this, you know, guide you through the darkest nights.
And you know what? Despite how much Bess on his game, this he's genuinely touched.
So you draw. This is the name sword of Sergei von Zarevich, the only weapon that can signify the birthright of a true Barovian, the only weapon that can defeat the vampire Strahd, the weapon that cost you so much to get in season 2 of Dragon Friends. Yeah. You give it to your son, Byron.
Dad, this is actually a nice thing you're doing.
So if you see Strahd even get a little vampire-y, just whip that out with one hand and with the other hand reach into your pants. Pull the garlic out of your foreskin where you cunningly...
And there is a click and a pneumatic hiss of steam as the cold cells close and Baston, as the steam turns the viewport of your sarcophagus into a milky translucent mess, the last thing that you see is the tear-streaked face of your son clutching the name sword and looking at you fiercely as the viewport turns white and you all fall into a deep and restless sleep that seems to go on for years until it doesn't.
Stick the landing, Dave. Stick the landing.
That's sleep.
It's classic sleep right there.
There is a rumble, a crash of distant thunder. And Bobby, yours are the first eyes to open. You are trapped inside a stone sarcophagus. Your breath is heavy in your chest, and there is a rising panic that you are stuck, trapped deep under the ground, buried in a tomb. You cannot tell how long it has been. It seems as if it must have been eons, and you can hear rumbling in the distance. And you are very afraid.
So I push against the, top.
Make a strength check for me.
That's a 3.
Your fingernails start to break as you desperately pound against the top of the sarcophagus, and then just as you are beginning to panic, the top of the sarcophagus is ripped from its holdings, and you can see the figure of Filge, who has emerged and pulls you out of the sarcophagus. The rest of the dragon friends are with you. The room is covered in dust.
Is it the present? Are we back?
Who are you asking?
Filge, I guess.
The friends?
It always the present.
Fuck.
And every day is a gift.
You look around and you can see that the room is now covered in dust. The statuesque forms of the sarcophagus are unmolested, but
Hey, better than, you know.
The alternative. But the orb, the canopic jar at the center of the octopus-like time machine that you are in is askew. The liquid in it sloshing to its side, and you can see that the figure of the dragon's egg, still glowing in the water, has slipped from its perch and its little filigree carapace and is lifting in the side of the jar. Other furniture in the room is askew as well, fallen to the ground, one of the sarcophagus on an angle. It seems like a mighty tremor has shook the room, presumably waking all of you.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Look, there's two ways to deal with this. One, we can put the egg back in and just, like, go back to sleep, or we can just... Or we can check out what... Have they left, like, a big clock or anything in there?
No, but you can see this normal stairs leaning up. The room is the same room. Even though the machine can be travelled, you are in the same room that you were when you went to sleep.
Mm. Are there any additions to the machine?
A lot of dust. No, the machine hasn't... As I said, unmolested.
Right.
But okay. The whole room's kind of on
an No, end. It's... You can... It has two meanings. Grow up. Grow up.
Would you please?
Did you hear the tone in his voice? Grow up. but the whole room's on an angle, like it's been a...
A lot of the furniture has been knocked to the side.
Yeah. Is the floor on an angle, or there's just been some, like...
It looks actually... Sex. No, the floor is okay, but one of the sarcophagus and much of the machinery has fallen to the ground or to its side.
And there's no windows?
Nope, just the stairs leading out of the room.
Will we go back upstairs and talk to Mummy?
Yeah. Oh, the octopus, yes.
You going to go first, Frieza?
Well, look, seeing as we're all woken up, we may as well go and find a paper boy. find out what year it is, all
yep.
that.
Yep, yep.
Standard.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we want more, as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's only been like 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of dust.
There's a lot of dust.
Okay, so we walk up the stairs. I think Baston's leading, Dave.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Baston, you see the figure of the octopus hunched down at the end of the corridor. As you lead up, there is dust, as I said, everywhere. The air is thick with the stuff. And as you get closer and closer to the figure of the bodyguard that was left to protect your tomb, you can see that it is now corroded and rusted. Whatever strength was in it is gone. It has been years enough that Mummy has rusted to a dead Hulk.
Her top hat now is like a hobo's top hat, where it's like...
like it's been gone over with a tin can open. God,
do not tell me there is a flower growing out of it.
There is a flower growing out of it.
Oh, the indignity.
Her thick ass.
Will it clap?
It will not.
It will clap no more. Do not ask for whom the ass claps. I think we've overshot. I reckon Dave's, I mean, whoever is in charge of this crazy world we live in, I think
not
it,
that weird horny plant, that's for sure.
I think we're like, maybe it's been like 10,000 years.
Based on what?
Just based on me metagaming what I understand Dave and Ned will want us to do.
Please, I beg of you to stop doing that.
We go up the stairs, Dave, what do we see?
Okay, you see that at the end of the stairs somebody has placed a huge boulder against the corridor, jamming the corridor shut, which is no doubt why the air feels so thick.
Jesus vibes.
Yeah, I love it when Dave does that. Puts a bit of iconography in there.
All right, obsessed, I'm going to push
with that, Dave.
Roll Martin away Scorsese. The stone.
All right, and on the third day, Friso emerges. As all of you push the stone to its side, it sinks as it disappears into what seems like a dark and cloying mud. It is pitch black outside, and as you emerge out of the tunnel, immediately you sink into the same muddy loam, completely... coated the whatever these were once plains, you knew them just outside a beautiful forest, but it is now dead thick mud as far as you can see, and you cannot see far for it is very dark. Looking back at the boulders, you can see, by the way, that they have been wedged against the side of a mountain, and it looks like the tunnel would have been almost impossible to see.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, I'm going to cast light as a little cantrip.
All right, dancing lights?
Just light, I think it's called.
Okay, you cast light.
No need to be fancy about it.
Yeah.
You cast light.
Yeah, efficient light, Dave.
Yep. I suppose you've got your little mirror, you hold it up, your magical focus,
yep.
And light blossoms forth from it. And you look around and you can see that, like standing on the surface of the moon, you are on this vast, empty plain of mud that seems crisscrossed with...
the moon, famously made of mud.
ravines cut into it in crisscrosses as far as you can see towards distant hills, also long covered in the same muck. And as you look, as the light blossoms out, you suddenly hear a voice shouting out from the distance, "No light! No light!" And suddenly two figures crash into you, Friso, and tackle you down onto the muck.
Gah! What are you doing, you? Oh, I'll say it. I'll say it. You.
You can do it. Come on. Come on.
I think I can because
I'm
trying.
No, I like yesterday's one, but I think you can do better.
Okay, well, I will. You.
Something to do with the ocean.
Oh,
that's really smelly.
Salty.
Good.
Salty.
Great.
You wet.
Just relax.
Okay, yeah, I'm pushing it. I'm. You fuck.
Yeah. No. Good. It's a classic. It's a classic.
This is why you never workshop.
How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
I feel really good.
Him.
Oh.
You feel insulted?
What did you call me? A salty wet...
He called you fuck.
A salty wet fuck?
A salty wet fuck.
I should point out at this point that the two figures that are facing that have wrestled you into the mud, Friezo, are wearing huge oiled greatcoats and seem to be strapped with sort of bags, pots, and bayonet strapped spears, which is a spear, I realize, with a spear. Now that I say
spear
it,
with a spear. It's a spear. Now you're lucky that you got us because you could have had a spear with a smaller spear attached to it.
Really? I've got high hopes for this. Once this madness is over, we're going to make lots of money out of this.
Millions!
And you know, because I'm just going to chime in here. Me interested in this because the last thing we're going to expect, another spear.
Another
little
spear.
Surprise, I mean.
About a half an inch above where we speared you. Imagine the indignity of it.
The one talking pulls off what is a
hard cut to this world's version of Shark Tank.
So tell me about your invention.
Basically, all we want is 100,000 shells. And
okay.
So there you are. You have a spear. Oh, it's about 20 centimetres too short.
Uh-huh.
And just a half inch too high on low. Cut back!
Okay. With a slick sound, they pull off skin-tight oil skin masks that they're wearing with dense smoked glass lenses that make them look like kind of bulbous subterranean creatures, and you can see the face of two very young pale boys, not more than 19 moons, using the Ben Jenkins moon system.
What do you imagine you're doing, putting a light out on the digs? Are you mad? Have you gone mad? Are you here to kill us?
What?
Do you have a gun?
Not yet. I did have a gun previously.
Got an iPad?
No, I don't. No.
Damn it.
I don't have an iPad. I have a Dave.
Well, what are you two frog boys doing out here on a night like this?
Well, trying not to die, mainly.
Yeah, I suggest that your friend try it sometime.
Yes, yes, give that a go. That's try not trying to kill yourself
and
using light.
He's okay. Salty. Fuck, I'm forcing it.
You are forcing it. Try and relax.
Tim.
Just change
As
the theme.
As your grandfather.
What?
I don't like this kind of language. All right.
I don't know how you got so far behind the line, but you're coming with us.
Okay.
Hey, your grandfather?
Yeah. I imagine I'm related to you in some way.
How? What? Why?
Well, after I went sleepy bye-byes, my son, I imagine copulated profusely.
This happens all the time. It's a kind of shell shock. They believe they're related to everybody.
Oh, God, this is a sad one. Now, let's get out of here.
But before, as he says that, he suddenly turns around and his face turns white as there's a crackling sound and hundreds of dancing lights, like the arcane spell, burst out in the air above you, illuminating the fields as far as you can see. And those ravines that you once saw, you realize are now trenches. You can see for hundreds of feet. It is as light as if it is day here on the battlefield in the mud.
A battlefield?
And the two of them are white.
Good God, by Byron's fetid balls, we've got to get out of here.
That's very good. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, what are your names? Let's go.
That's Tim.
Uh-huh. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
Hello, Tim.
Nice to meet you.
And
Tim,
you?
Tim, are you going to... Because I introduced you, so I thought it might be nice if you introduced me, but, I mean...
That's Beelzebub.
Tim and Beelzebub?
Beelzebub. I hate it when people say Beelzebub. What is this? A
Bees.
Blur song?
Call me Bees.
Bees?
Tim and Bees. Tim and Bees?
Hello, Tim.
I'm just checking. We're using the names Tim and Bees, not the names I had in the notes.
No, I've written them down.
Tim, well, you didn't brief me, did you? I had to think fast.
Tim and Bees.
All right.
As Tim looks up and he goes, "Tracers, if they can see us, they're tracking our location. We need to dive now." And he dives into the mud. And so does Bees, it has to be said.
We follow them into the trenches.
Okay, as soon as you go face first into the mud, quickly everybody make for me a dexterity check.
Yeah, do you want it to be good?
No,
or bad?
Not really.
16. All right.
14 plus 2.
All right.
10.
The rest of you managed to make it down into the dirt, for you can see that those lights were merely to light the way for some other artillerists miles away. Two of you, Eden and Alex, you both take 14 hit points of damage as knives that seem to disintegrate into starlight as soon as they hit you burst into your black backs as a fusillade of magical power rocks the area, decimating what precious little ground there is here still, while the rest of you swirl around in the muck. Tim searching for something, and soon he finds it.
Ah!
A trap door deep in the muck. He pulls it out of the sodden ground with a pop, and it opens, and there's a tunnel deep inside, and Tim and Bees. Tim dives down into it, indicating for you to follow, while Bees looks behind you, his spear with a small spear attached to it at the ready.
Baston follows him down. He's grumbling to himself, being like, I like the old war. This war's terrible. There's
all right. Inside, you can see tunnels that are lit by old torches and bullet lamps that are resting along at regular intervals down the tunnel as Tim and Bees lead you. You also see other figures in greatcoats, many of them injured, one of them just smoking morosely a pipe. They mutter small words of encouragement to each other as they make their way down, further down into what you now realize are trenches cut into the earth.
Granddad's here, boys.
No, what do you think is happening?
I think that I'm related to all of these people.
Do you think anyone from the past is related to everybody from the future?
If you go back far enough, the Seven Daughters of Eve, absolutely, yes. It's called science, man.
All right, you know what, Baston? I said there was a figure morosely smoking a pipe. You can go up to him if you want.
All right. Well, hello there. What do you think I've got in my pocket?
Are you going to trick him out of giving you the one ring?
I don't know.
I thought it was a Werther's original joke.
Yeah. I've just realized that don't... And terror comes across his face because he realizes he doesn't have anything in his pocket. And his grandson will be terribly disappointed.
And his grandfather says...
It's not his grandson!
That you know of, Dave. Yeah.
This guy says, is it a Werther's original? God, these years I've been in this trench, I've waited for someone to offer me a Werther's original. And now you've come and you've said the words and I know them. So please, thank you so much. A Werther's original, yes.
Well, it's been a good chat, Chara.
Great, and that young boy never sees that man again. For you are travelling deeper and deeper into the trenches until you find a door guarded by two more officers of whatever strange army you have found yourselves amongst.
And B says, here to see the Major. We're here to see the Major.
I need to talk to the Major.
I would also like to speak to the Major.
We need to talk to the Major. We need to call off this attack.
What?
You can't call off the attack. And the door swings open as you see a large barrel-chested man, huge. I was going to give his weight in Imperial, and I realized that that's dangerous for me. But a very big man, mm-hmm. and with a fat stub of a cigar and a huge Barovian Pashka, the helmets. What are they called? Oh, the big furred hats. Okay. Shakas, not Pashkas.
What have you brought me? What have you people brought me? Tim Bees, I sent you out on there. On a regular mission, didn't want to be at the top, did you? Didn't want to be. This is not the character we discussed, but I've.
No, you are going rogue.
Yeah, I have a posture that I quite like.
Yep,
it's sort of like this. How I'm sitting.
Are we doing Blackadder?
No.
I was going for 1917, which I saw.
Yeah,
recently.
I was thinking it was kind of like a World War One vibe. Like Blackadder goes forth.
Yeah.
It's a little bit. It's trench warfare, but it's wizard trench warfare. They were casting spells and.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what makes it fantasy.
Oh,
they were casting
fantasy.
Spells.
Okay.
Sure.
That's
okay,
hot.
In the magic trench.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, magic.
Still a trench.
Yeah.
You can avoid a spell in a trench as easily as a bullet. You still dig.
Good.
Tim Pees, what have you brought me? Tim, who are these people?
Are we back in it? I thought we'd left. Okay, good. What have we brought them? This box.
What?
I don't know. A box.
Ah, good. Good. Bring it here.
And Bees gives him the box, and he opens it up, and it's full of old cheeses.
Oh, yes. They're all the favourites are there.
Oh, I love this one.
Camembert.
Yes.
And
Craft singles?
Craft singles and stringers.
How did this fruit roll-up get in here?
But you've done me well.
This can't have been all they had at the farm, though. You've been gone for 2 days. This is all the food you could find and scavenge?
I also found this interior of a pocket.
Some worthers attached to that. I love it. Listen, all right, out you go. New people, talk to me. Who
his
are
face,
you?
His face falls and he looks and he tries to put on a brave face, but you can see that he is deeply concerned by the meager pickings that these two scouts have found.
Smeager.
I'm sorry, is smeager a word?
Yeah, it's fuck you. Fuck you. There's a word.
Hey.
No, you're right, sorry.
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
Phil.
Major Phil?
Yeah, I mean, there was a name on the thing, but...
No, it's Borov. It's Major Borov.
That's right, sorry, right. I'm
Phil Borov.
Major Phil Borov?
I'm Filipov Borov.
Filipov Borov?
Yeah, I'm Borov. Just everybody calls me Borov or the Major or...
Or Phil?
Or Happy Larry.
Filipov.
Well, Happy.
His name is Philip Borov, the Major, and Happy Larry.
That's a funny one that people call me.
Philip Borov.
Well then, hey, if you're feeling like Philip now, I could make you a Happy Larry.
Go on. I mean, as you can see...
You're looking like you got some real smeager rations here.
Oh, our rations are smeager beyond relief. And by smeager, I mean fuck you.
I know that. I know what smeager means.
You know, you look at these rations and you go, fuck Byron in his fucking face.
Who's Byron?
And others, soldiers around, slap their breasts and they go, fuck Byron.
Well,
whoa.
Happy Larry. You want to be a Happy Larry? What if I offered you a full ham?
A really?
I'm talking bone to meat.
He looks
for free, I've seasoned it with some garlic I had stashed for quite some time.
He looks at you and he's taking you very seriously. Do you pull it out?
I show him the ham. I don't show him the garlic, obviously.
All right, I think we've got some smugglers here. It's been a while since smugglers.
Yeah, he looks like a man who has not seen meat in a while.
Oh, I'm not a smuggler. I'm a simple ham merchant.
You know the Ham Merchants Guild dissolved in ATFR.
Yes, I know. I'm an independent operator. I'm outside the guild. I'm what you call something of a cowboy in the ham world.
You're a ham scam.
A ham scam. I crossed many a picket line to sell ham.
I won't be ham scammed again.
This is real ham. Hey, I'll
what
cut you
What do you want for this ham? Why is it blue?
It's made out of a man.
He means branding.
Brandy. It was marinated. All we want is some power for our time machine.
Excuse me?
Do you have any dragon eggs?
What are you talking about?
A dragon. I probably killed them all in the last age, but...
We're staying away from the Dragonlands in the north, if that's what you're asking.
Dragonlands in the north, you say? Where they'd have eggs. Yes. And we could
Our
go.
Egg is fine. Our egg was just like a little tipsy-turvy.
Is the egg fine?
Yeah, the egg was fine. We just poked our heads out to see what was going on. Which brings me to my question, what is going on?
Great question, Filch.
I see what we're going on here.
You better come inside.
Come on, in you get.
And he walks you into what you can see now is a sort of high-level command room. There's a huge map table. There's more of these oilskin-coated soldiers, some of them in more like dress uniforms, moving small miniatures around a large table that seems to be have a miniature of the Balinox and then just fields of mud.
Gentlemen, if you must play Risk, please don't play it here.
they pick it all up and they go into another room. As he lays out a functional military map.
This is what I'm down to. This is what I'm down to. My lieutenants are using this room, the war room, to play Risk.
Who is your enemy?
The Carcosans.
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 Yeah. From
Carcosa. And what
But you also said fuck Byron?
Well, that's just a curse, you know.
Oh.
And
how? You know, when you say fuck Byron, his weeping asshole, you don't, you know,
because he's
and you mentioned his fetid balls.
Fetid ball, or kick Byron in his face so it goes to the moon. What? You know, it's all figurative.
But what if I
take Byron to a party and then go to another party?
Leave Byron behind, but make Byron drive you to the first party.
It's just an expression.
It's an old folk saying.
How long ago did Byron live here?
Are you asking what the date is?
Oh, yeah, sure. That I,
you there!
You have dates? That's cool.
There's actually a small, what day is it? There's a small pauper selling newspapers.
Fantastic.
Oh, this is fun! This is fun! You very rarely get to do this anymore. Ask him! Ask him! They love it!
You there, boy!
Yes?
What day is it?
Why, sir? Today is...
And then he dies of consumption.
And you pull a newspaper from the bundle in his hands, and you can see in the corner that it says 127 Fall Reckoning.
And we know that has meaning to us.
Yeah.
When did we go to sleep?
127 hour, that's FR, Fall of Reckoning.
Yeah, you're used to the Dow Reckoning calendar, so this is new.
Oh, this
is the Fall Reckoning. No, this, well, this is just Fall Reckoning.
Fall
when
Reckoning.
When did we go to
now?
Sleep?
If
though?
You think real hard, you can probably puzzle it out. I imagine most people in this room have.
Probably from the Fall of the Reckoning.
Okay.
No, the Fall of Carcosa.
No.
No.
Nah, well, I'm out.
Wait, you there, boy. I mean, Major. How did Byron die?
Oh, I mean, nobody really knows how Byron died. It was so long ago, you know, but it's that old expression. Oh, God. I'd like to run Byron over with a van.
And then I'd like to say, Byron, are you okay? It's just a joke. Don't take it so seriously.
And he's going, call me an ambulance. And I'm going, I'll call you a bloody ambulance. I will. Then I'll hit him with an ambulance.
Right. One of those.
Byron and Drirovich.
Yeah.
We call him Byron and Drirovich.
That's not even very clever.
When we are
that's
in
a
our,
bit clever, but not very.
When we're in our cups.
What?
How much did you want for the ham?
All I want is... We can probably go, can't we?
I mean, we're deep underground.
If we just got back to our thing, we could just get back in and leave these guys behind.
Oh, by the way, when you were talking before, the Major wrote a note, when you were talking about the dragon egg, wrote a note and handed it to one of the his lackeys and kept listening, and now that guy's come back.
Oh, you there, boy. What egg is that?
Yeah, very good. And he gives it to the Major, and the Major goes, right, well, this seems to be something that you need. And now I have it.
Okay. You get 20 minutes alone with the ham.
Why would I want 20 minutes of... Oh. It's been so long. You know, I've been on the front line for 19 years.
All right, well, this is happening.
The tender slap of ham, you know, against man.
He's multitasking because he goes on. He's being whispered in his ear by this other forward scout, and he turns and he says... Well, I suppose you need to tell me about this room that you were found in, apparently. Strange contraband technology and so forth.
Well, no, it's not contraband. We're fine.
Oh, okay, then.
Oh, well, off you go, then. That's a little joke.
Where are the Carcosans headquartered? I wish to naturally kill them all, etc.
The room shudders again, and he looks up, and he goes, well, their forward bases... are here, and he points at his map that is now splayed out across the Risk game, destroying it at Brim's Hill.
And Brim's... what do you need from us?
Well, I'd like somebody to bloody get in there and take their misery engines, but I don't suppose you're the ones for the job.
Oh. Are these creatures or people?
The Carcosans?
Yeah, these are living beings, right?
Of course.
Okay, Kosan dogs die like any other human. Don't let their strange traditions and weird religion fool you. They bleed just like us.
What kind of religion are you talking about there?
Where have you come from that you don't know this? This has been a war that's waged for 100 years.
We've come through time.
Yeah.
We've all come through time, lady.
Oh, but in a cooler way than you. Okay.
Hey, Dragon
We did
Huddle?
Big Nine Eyes and now we're here, all right?
You're going to have a dragon? You're going to have a little Dragon
little
Huddle?
Dragon Huddle?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if we say to this guy that if we go and kill these Carcosans, mm-hmm. maybe he'll give us an egg and we can go back in time again.
Basically, we have to stop this. If they're going to keep misery engines banging on our front door and knocking our egg over, we have to stop
That's
this whole
true.
Thing.
Okay, so we need to bring peace to this land.
Again.
What do we want from Baraba Baraba
Baraba Bom Bom?
From Major Philip Above Barabov.
I think we want that egg.
Yeah, we want the egg.
It's your egg. You know that's you do know that's your egg.
Of course it's our egg.
Oh, I thought there were more eggs. Okay.
I assumed there was a second egg.
We talked about the egg because I said the egg, and then he went and got the egg. He go get egg.
Oh, he go get egg.
Fly get egg. Oh, get egg.
He should go get egg.
Didn't even use a spell. Just used a guy.
All right,
called Steve.
All right, well, Major go get egg.
Bobby?
One more question. Sorry, and now that you've just chimed into our huddle, what do the Carcosans want that you have?
Oh, I mean, God, how long have you got?
Not that long, because I get bored easy.
Yeah, well, look. Spark notes? Fucking...
Spark notes?
Yeah, you know, when there's a wizard and he needs to know... And
he bought yet, Bilge?
Spark up and...
Yawn.
They want a body.
They want a body.
They want a body from 100 years ago, but it's more about territory and dynasty and all. But yeah, if you ask,
are you saying they want a boy or a body?
Body.
A body.
Whose body? The body of Hoomst.
Petrina.
Petrina.
Oh shit.
Oh no! Vampire alert!
Petrina.
Vampire alert!
Valakovna. Everybody, take the garlic out of your foreskins. It's a vampire alert.
Four. Yeah. 100 years ago in this, the second age of ruin, it seems, the body of Petrina Valakovna was lost, and tradition and dictated and honor demanded that the assembled forces of Carcosa retrieve it. For it is said that a true lady or lord of Carcosa who dies from without its land is doomed to wander the worlds forever unknown unless that body be found. And it is therefore imperative that war did break out between two great nations, the Freeborn and the Carcosans, fighting forever for a little patch of land now long destroyed, 100 years in the making, a war that never ends, a war that may not end unless a small ace team wanted for a crime they didn't commit can possibly break their way through the back lines, through the front lines, through the Svalish line and beyond to Old Brim's Hill, where the misery engines await. The curators of Carcosa are ready, defending this spot of land, for it is imperative for the defense of their advance. And yet perhaps, for the gods are wicked mirthful in their joy, perhaps yet the dragon friends may yet break that tradition, free that curse, and bring peace to a land long lost in lore of war. Such is the kind of shit they like to get up to. Who knows what will happen to find out? Tune in to the next episode of Dragon Friends!
It really is like a toilet just rolling down the hill.
The Dragon Friends are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, Simon Greiner, and Michael Hing. Our Dungeon Master is Dave Harmon, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and special guest accompaniment by Scott Edgar of Tripod. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live every month at the Comedy Store in Sydney on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This show is made possible by the members of the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to all episodes as well as exclusive content every other week. Until next time.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Cause that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
Do you want us to... I can really stall out the first half of this next bit if you want.
What would you do?
I don't know. Friezo could do some jokes from his stand-up set that he wanted to try at the comedy store last week.
What is Friezo's stand-up set like?
I don't know, a bit about Domino's Pizza? What do you reckon?
What about it?
I don't know. I saw one the other night. Looked real sad.
How about this? I mean, you're a comedian, mate. You do touring. You do what you want with it. You know what I mean? And this is a freebie for me. I was looking at Domino's. I saw Domino's Pizza. It's a game. You know? Is there going to be a chess pizza? You could say that. You could say.
Do you want to hear a joke that? Do you want to hear a joke that my son
is
told?
Is it going to be a Scrabble pizza?
Hang on. He's still talking, but I think if I talk for long enough, he'll stop.
Alex, I would love to hear your son's joke.
All right.
Mahjong pizza.
Knock.
Who's there?
Pooh.
He's good. Pooh, who's Amy?
Why are you doing a poo and crying?
That's
good shit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.